earlier this week, I actually discovered that internationally, during the month of October, all around the world, there is a focus on dyslexia. And most of the Irish work starts in this week. And I was very fortunate to meet with the artist Danielle Sheehy, who is the illustrator of a new book called At Home with Dyslexia, A Parent's Guide to Supporting Your Child, in the Crawford College of Art and Design Gallery in Grand Parade in Cork. So let's have a listen to where our conversation took us. Danielle, thank you for meeting with me here today. My first introduction to dyslexia was that it was about people confusing their B's and D's and their P's and Q's. And that was the extent of my knowledge for many years. But it is a more complex issue.
Absolutely it is. Just a minute, I've got them written down here. The BDPQ thing is actually an issue. And that sort of letter confusion might be a first indicator of, you know, maybe your children is dyslexic, and the homework issues will be another thing. Trouble at school.
I see a lovely, beautiful print here, because you did all the beautiful illustrations for Sasha Roux's book At Home with Dyslexia.
That's right.
And I see a little child sitting under a table.
I know, yes. It's funny because I say to the children, which of these children is you, which is your experience of homework? They're all very angry or upset children doing their homework, and I've done several big pictures, which I think are the sort of the main indicators of dyslexia, the experience that children have with dyslexia. So the first guy is a very sad child reading his book. He's despair. The little boy under the table, he is avoidance. The little girl throwing her book and pencil away, she's rage. And the last one, who's very angry, she's refusal. She's just she's just not doing her homework. And it's funny because people get quite emotional at this picture. They recognize themselves or their children in the picture.
I'm fascinated because, you know, I've often associated when children, my own experience of children was get the homework done quick when you come home from school so that they're not too tired doing it later. To what extent do parents tend to say, they're just tired and not notice? What should they really be listening for responses from the kid? If it's consistent, is that an issue?
If it's consistent, yes. Actually do pay attention to what they're saying. And in Sasha's book, there's a lot of writing about, you know, if your children are struggling in school, they've already had a very heavy day. It takes dyslexic students a lot more effort to read and to write and to actually be in the classroom. It drains them. So by the time they get to homework, they're exhausted. You know, they can't concentrate, and then you get this misery. So the best thing that you can do is communicate with the school. If your homework for your primary school student is taking ridiculous amounts of time, you know, be in contact with the teachers. They don't want to torture children either. You know, they're good people. It's not effective. It's not an effective way of teaching. It's not an effective way of learning. And you don't want to put kids off school because schools they need it. You know, yeah. They have to be there.
And of course, we do have to bear in mind, simply having dyslexia has nothing to do with the child's intelligence.
I see
this wonderful picture here. It's fabulous, of all these 100 percentiles.
That's
drawing.
Thank you. Daniel. That's this picture is about a visualization of the educational psychologist report. So after you've had your problems with your children and you flag it with the school, or they flagged it with you, maybe you've gone along to your educational psychologist and you've got your report. And usually your report will say, yes, your child is off normal or above normal intelligence, but yet they're struggling at school. So you'll see the child there at the 10th percentile. He's wearing his blue jeans. Underneath that, between 1 and 10, that's the amount that you have to be in to get your Irish waiver. You have to be that quite severely dyslexic, so you're in the lowest 10% for reading and writing. But I've read educational psychologist reports where the kid is maybe in the sixth percentile. That's the first six for their reading and writing. But they are in the top 3% for intelligence. So that's where the stress comes in. Their turnout for work is really poor, but they know that there's a problem themselves. So it takes its toll on the student. And that's where you're getting feedback from the school saying, I know that child is intelligent. They're producing this awful work. It's full of mistakes. It's looking sloppy. They must try harder. But like, actually, that child is working at their maximum capacity just to stay in school, you know?
Okay. So what fascinates me is this part of the reason why so many people with dyslexia have ended up with at the creative end of things, of art, of the they can do, or the, you know, there are certain elements that, and then they seem to just get, oh, well, they're good at that, we leave them. Has that stopped an Irish school system now?
No, actually, I think it's rather the other way around, that because they are faced with all these problems all the time, so say you've got spelling, you have to learn your spellings, but a dyslexic child is not faced with a series of spellings they have to learn, they're faced with a series of problems they had to solve. So they, in their dyslexic brain, will come up with imaginative ways to solve it. So say I was doing spellings, I would have, you can actually see behind me here, the picture of Cam Clam. That's the way to remember that there's an L in Cam. So I'd be doing lots and lots of very imaginative ways to realise or to remember things. So actually what you're doing is you're training your brain to be creative from the time that you get into primary school. You're working on your creative side of your brain. And that's why the problem-solving thing is so big with dyslexic people, that they actually hugely develop this skill. That's it.
problem-solving. So I was listening as we were going around, some of the, you know, engineers, artists, and of course this fabulous big one here, Richard Branson, Thomas Edison, all dyslexic.
When I was drawing the pictures for it, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that the top people in all the fields, Bill Gates, Microsoft, Steve Jobs, Apple, Igver something or other, Erd.
Founder of IKEA, folks.
IKEA. They're all, and Richard Branson, they're all dyslexic. They're all absolute game changers. Anita Roderick at the Body Shop. Joe Malone, they're all huge game changers. So they come into a situation where they look at an issue, say Steve Jobs, and he's going, yeah, this doesn't work for me. And it's like the spellings thing, you know, you get the child goes, this isn't working for me. And hopefully they haven't been too bogged down in the system. And they address the problem. So Steve Jobs has addressed the problem of being able to speech to text. So he's gone speech to text. That's what I need. I need speech to text. So he invents it. And it's, you know, it's now a really useful tool that, especially for dyslexic people, is amazing.
Well, now, we're very caught on time, but I just want to flag with this fabulous new book that Sasha Roos has written. It's, which you did all the illustrations for, and folks, they're stunning. They are absolutely gorgeous. It's At Home with Dyslexia, A Parent's Guide to Supporting Your Child by Sasha Roos. And to spell her name, it's S-A-S-C-H-A-R-O-O-S. A fabulous supporting book. And in this week of supporting dyslexia, they're wonderful kids. They just see the world a little differently.
That's it.
Thank you again,
Thank
Janya.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now, it was a stunning exhibition, and I have to say, if people are concerned about dyslexia and they want to find out more, another resource that people might find very easy to access is on Facebook. If on Facebook you looked in input on the search box, Dyslexia Support Ireland, you'll get a wealth of information. But I do say, you know, it's just a different way of thinking.